This is a CHLY and CVOX news update. On Tuesday, May 20th, BC's Minister of Health, Josie Osborne, formally announced the Crisis Response Community-Led Team, or CIRCLE, expanding to the Comox Valley. Minister Osborne was joined at the press conference in Sims Millennium Park in Courtney by Comox Elder Fernanda Pere, Comox Chief Nicole Rempel, CEO of the Canadian Mental Health Association, or CMHA's, BC Division, Jonathan Morris, and AVI Health and Community Services Program Coordinator, Nicole Morrison.
Working in partnership with the Comox First Nation, AVI Health and Community Services, and the Canadian Mental Health Association BC Division, I am really honored to be here today with everybody to formally announce the Comox Valley CIRCLE, or Crisis Response Community-Led Team, that is established, that is here, that is working and is serving people in the Comox Valley.
In her announcement, the health minister acknowledged this increase in complex mental health issues and substance use challenges throughout the province and expressed how everyone, including people with mental health and addictions challenges, deserves to feel safe in their own neighborhoods and communities.
By combining the clinical expertise of people together with the knowledge of people who've lived through similar experiences, this is a community-led approach that offers a more empathetic and effective response that can make a real difference in somebody's path to recovery.
Osborne described the service as helping people in crisis get timely and compassionate support from people who truly understand their experience.
And this might include those who are experiencing thoughts of suicide or self-harm, feelings of grief and panic and anxiety, or acting and feeling in ways that is distressing. And the CIRCLE team helps to de-escalate the situation, ensures and plans for the safety of the person in crisis, and connects them to services that support their longer-term needs.
Formerly known as Peer Assisted Care Team, or PACT, CIRCLE originated as a pilot project in North and West Vancouver. It officially launched in January of 2023 and is currently operating in 5 communities. Locally, the program soft-launched in October 2024, servicing the Comox First Nation, and expanded in December to include all people living in the Comox Valley. Comox Chief Nicole Rempel spoke to the importance of CIRCLE partnering with Comox First Nation, and not only being community-led, but Indigenous-led as well.
Indigenous communities have lost too many of our people, too many lives taken by trauma, addiction, and systems that were never built with us in mind. Our communities have been grieving, our communities have been asking for help, but too often we are met with silence, delays, or responses that do more harm than good. Mental health crises should never be treated as crimes, and yet, for Indigenous people, especially those who are visibly Indigenous, the response we receive is not care, and we are often left more vulnerable. There's a deep and dangerous gap in mental health crisis response for all those suffering, especially in the space between hospitals and law enforcement, and that gap continues to cost lives. But today, I am proud to say that Comox is taking action. Through this CIRCLE program, we are piloting a new community-led approach to Indigenous mental health support, one that is trauma-informed, culturally grounded, and rooted in the strength and wisdom already present in our communities. This is not about ticking boxes. This is about culture, about connection, about compassion. For Comox, this is not just a pilot program. It is a process of decolonization. We are dismantling structures that have failed us, and we are replacing them with Indigenous-led systems of healing, care, and community support. This is about aunties showing up with medicine. It's about creating space for people to heal. It's about making sure that those doing the work, our frontline responders, are supported, valued, and protected in turn. As part of the CIRCLE initiative, Comox First Nation responders carry trauma-informed backpacks. These carry cedar, tobacco, Devil's Club, which are grounding tools for Indigenous people navigating the pain of trauma. These items are not symbolic, they are medicine. They are cultural anchors and they are care. This is how we reclaim care, by building systems that our communities can trust. Systems that other nations can learn from, adapt, and build upon. It is a path forward. To ensure this work is led with care, we are establishing a Comox Advisory Committee to guide the CIRCLE program, making sure everything we do is trauma-informed, culturally safe, and rooted in reconciliation. This advisory body will bring Comox voices directly into the process and shape policies aligned with our values and living realities. We are grateful to the Ministry, AVI Health and Community Services, and the Canadian Mental Health Association. Comox is proud to be at the table co-creating this work with you, and together we are building partnerships that are grounded in respect and focused on healing our communities. But we can't stop here. We must continue to fund and expand Indigenous-led programs. We must support our frontline workers, and above all, we must stop meeting trauma and mental health with systems that are not designed for healing. There's more work to do, but we are moving forward with hope, with purpose, and with strength with our ancestors behind us. Thank you.
The heavy emotion and significance of Chief Rempel's speech was felt and echoed by Minister Josie Osborne and the other speakers, who recognized the hurt done to Indigenous peoples and thanked Chief Rempel and Comox First Nation for partnering in this project. Osborne says CIRCLE is one part of the province's plan to work urgently building out harm reduction, treatment and recovery, early intervention and prevention, and removing barriers of access to care through work with partners like CMHA BC Division and AVI Health and Community Services. CMHA BC Division's Jonathan Morris spoke addressing people in the Comox Valley who may be struggling.
As someone with my own lived experience, it can be so hard to ask for help when we need it. But you are not alone. Your community here is for you, and we can see that here today at this announcement. And I think I can speak for all of the CIRCLE team members when I say we're honored. We're honored and privileged to support you on your journey. A more compassionate society starts with a CIRCLE of support. As we reflect on the past that brought us up to this moment, we look forward to being a continued source of care and connection for community members in need.
He also shared that the Comox Valley CIRCLE service hours have been extended to provide support over the weekends when other resources may be inaccessible.
We all know that mental health crises don't stop at 4:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon.
AVI Health and Community Services Program Coordinator Nicole Morrison shared her experience working in the public sector in the Comox Valley, first as an urgent care nurse, then doing outreach on the streets. She noted a rise in mental health crises since COVID and the forced isolation impacting every age group. She mentioned increase in suicide in youth and adults, isolation in seniors and those with complex care and mobility issues, burnout in caregivers, and exhausted first responders, leading to higher referrals to the RCMP for mental health calls. She also acknowledged an early misconception that CIRCLE, or PACT as it was initially called, was only intended to service Comox Valley's unhoused population.
Although we do tend to a numerous amount of calls for that population, we are receiving many, many calls from those that are in homes.
Health Minister Josie Osborne elaborated on this further in a follow-up interview, saying that people from all backgrounds experience feelings of depression and anxiety, and that oftentimes stigma stops people from speaking openly or seeking the help they need.
Many of us are just one step away from experiencing our own issues, and being able to reduce some of the stigma and create a more compassionate approach to dealing with some of these issues, I think leads to a stronger and more resilient, supportive community.
Osborne says the CIRCLE teams exist to de-escalate situations, provide safety and support, and connect individuals with post-crisis services with the permission of the person involved. The entire process is based on each person's voluntary will and what support they wish to receive from the team.
Knowing that the Comox Valley has a CIRCLE team in place to help de-escalate situations, to help avoid the need for the use of police if police services are not necessary, is good for everybody. And building up that understanding and the connection for people to understand that it's okay to reach out for help and to ask for that, and that this team is here.
Osborne explains that since 2023, across all CIRCLE teams, over 10,000 calls have been fielded, and 99% of those have not required police intervention. She says that this speaks to the unique and appropriate nature of CIRCLE, providing people with responders who are not only trained in mental health crisis response, but also with peers who have similar lived experience and can meet them where they're at.
For many, just the simple appearance of a person in a uniform, like a police officer, no matter how well-intended that officer might be, can be traumatic in and of itself. And so the CIRCLE team members trained in a different way to be able to de-escalate, to be able to support people, and also to be able to follow up and help people make a plan.
Osborne hopes that with crisis relief and subsequent support more accessible, the program will improve mental health within the Comox Valley.
I hope that people will hear about the Circle Team, that they will spread the word, and that they'll be able to ensure that their friends and families and neighbors know about this really important service should they ever need it or know somebody else who needs it.
If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, you can reach the Comox Valley Circle Team at 250-681-4878. More information is available online at avi.org/service/CRCL. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.